One of the proposals President Bush has made to reform Social Security is to have private retirement accounts. What kind of accounts might they be? Well, we asked Bill Frenzel, former Republican congressman from Minnesota. He sat on the president's commission to strengthen Social Security. He's now at the Brookings Institution in Washington, and he is an advocate of private savings accounts.
I think the forms vary slightly, but basically they are quite similar. That is that somewhere between 2 and 4 or 5% of an individual's contribution to Social Security out of his basic contribution of 6.2 or whatever it is percent would be reserved for his personal accounts. And that money would be invested in a very large index fund or a super mutual fund, such as the federal employees use for their thrift fund investments. And they're very cheap, cost a few basis points to manage, and are very safe because they probably have hundreds of individual equities or bonds in them. And they could be bonds or equities or a mix, depending on the choice of the saver. And it is thought to be a real improvement, and at least I believe it is, over the current system.
Let me ask you, you've compared this, and these ideas are compared to the thrift savings plan that federal employees, civil servants, can take advantage of. We should distinguish, though, in that case, those are contributions made in addition to what currently exists as Social Security. In this case,
that
we're
is
talking
correct.
About,
they have Social Security plus their thrift plan.
What we're talking about here is diverting some of the money that now would be contributed to Social Security and putting it into such
That's
a plan.
That's a very important point. That is correct.
Now, can you craft a private account scheme that is, on the one hand, so regulated that it doesn't risk depriving the most unlucky or unwise savers among us of a safety net, but can still embody this notion of ownership that the president talks about and truly qualify as something that is personal?
Well, I think what you do is you make it the safest kind of investment possible to take most of the investment risk out of the question. And you do that by having a common commingled fund with very few choices for the investor. That is, he could choose equities or he could choose bonds or a mixture of bonds, maybe have 4 or 5 choices. And that would it wouldn't make it bulletproof because no investment is risk-free, not even T-bonds and T-notes. But nevertheless, that reduces the risk as much as is possible.
But since we are talking about what is the safety net for retirees, and at least now there are several million retirees who depend entirely on Social Security, it seems, what should the federal government's attitude be towards someone who today may be 50 or 45 years old, decides to put a share of money into a private account, and does so foolishly makes all the bad choices? Should the government still be there to say, we're going to make sure you have a certain level of guaranteed income in your
later
years?
One of the reasons you choose the safest form of investment that you can think of is because you don't want people making bad investments. So you give them very few choices. Nobody is going to get spectacularly rich out of this program. There will be no Bill Gateses. But everybody should do a little better than you would do off of T-bonds and T-notes. And so there would be that improvement. And obviously, when you wind up with a suffering and disadvantaged and poor segment of the economy, the government is always going to wind up taking care of them on some program or another, whether it's Medicaid or SSI or TANF or whatever it is. And so, therefore, that's a very good incentive for the government to be very careful when it lays out a system of personal accounts.
Well, Representative Frenzel, thanks a lot for talking with us once
again. Nice to talk to you, Robert.
Bill Frenzel used to be a Republican congressman from Minnesota and served on the president's commission to strengthen Social Security.